This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
You know, when you really think, look at the latest numbers that have come out. This is the scary part. And I asked you a lot when we were on the road together. I'd ask you almost every interview. I mean, you have one in five families that don't have a single family member in the workforce. Look at young people today. Young men, 18 to 34. This is staggering. One in six are either incarcerated or don't have a job. Now, if we don't turn that around, then our country is in decline, and irreparably so in many ways. That's going to be probably the biggest challenge you have, right?
Well, we're losing our businesses. We're losing our manufacturing. You know, I won New York, and I won Pennsylvania and Maryland. I won everything. I won every state. You look at Indiana, which was the most recent one. And then the other night, we just had a fantastic night also in Nebraska, in West Virginia. You look at what's happened to West Virginia with the miners, where Hillary Clinton says she wants to put the miners in the mines out of business, and I say just the opposite. We're going to put the miners back to work, and we're going to open up the mines. It is just insane what's going on. She's like a job killing machine. She is horrible in terms of the economy. Horrible. Don't forget, it was her husband who signed NAFTA, which was probably the greatest, in terms of a disaster, the greatest disaster we've ever had economically for jobs. I went through New York and Pennsylvania and Maryland and Connecticut, all these states. They're like empty.
It's
the
scary.
Jobs have been sucked out of us. They've moved to Mexico. China's taken our business. We have to get our country back to work. We don't have any jobs. And I can do it.
Well, and that's the point. America wants to work. It's not like they don't want to work. The entitlement programs and all these things that have been, you know, blustering out of control. But, you know, it's like we've had enough of that, you know, I believe. And the sentiment that I see growing across this country that I believe Donald Trump is tapping into is he's saying, look, we're going to get you back to work again because there's something about working and being productive. It gives you a sense of happiness and fulfillment here. And, you know, you can languish and you can lay on the beach only for so long. Now, I'm not talking about some people who got it, you know, got it down and they turned it into an art form. But most of us here in this country, we want to be productive. We want to be examples to the rest of our family. You know, the incarceration rate is just absolutely ridiculous, and we need to address that. I mean, you think about the human potential that's just being held up and warehoused in these jails around the country. You know, they want to get back to work. This is important. Again, I was reminded of the TED Talk with Yohan Hari. I don't know if you've seen this, Scott, but he talked about the impact of addiction and what they discovered. And I think it's, Portugal? I think Portugal is the only country that did something that was counterintuitive. Instead of jailing people, they took some of this experiment that was done with, you know, a study on Rat Park, where they had these rats when they were alone. They gave them a choice of water or water laced with heroin or cocaine. And when they were alone, the rats gravitated to the cocaine with water. But in Rat Pack Park, when they put them in a park where they could have a lot of fun and there were other rats and there was socialization going on and stuff like that, still given the option of water or water laced with cocaine, they didn't go to the cocaine. They just went with regular water. They were happy to be productive. So there is lots to be understood there and lots to see and learn from the example of Portugal. And instead of thinking that incarcerating people is the answer, you know, if anything, we need to incarcerate these stupid ideas that have made it most difficult for businesses to be successful, to be, you know, hamstrung with all these, you know, federal regulations that serve, you know, absolutely what purpose, you know?
Well,
I mean, we're so overregulated. Go ahead.
So what you're saying, I don't think everybody that's committed a crime is a criminal. And I think right now we treat everybody that commits a crime as if they're a criminal. I mean, I speed. Technically, that makes me I've committed a crime.
Right.
So, but am I a criminal?
You better watch it. It's going to lead to an FBI investigation or an IRS inquiry. So, yeah, exactly. Inquiry, yes, without a doubt. Hey, stay with us, America. We've got more coming up. It's 5 after the top of the hour.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound?
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. And it's time for America's Money Answers Man. Yes, you know who I'm talking about. The one and only Jordan Goodman is with us. Jordan, how you doing?
Great to be with you again, Bill.
Hey, we got to jump right into this. We got so much to talk about, especially, you know, just in time for graduation season. Everybody's graduating, and we got a special gift for them, don't we?
$100 billion in debt.
on top of the 1.3 we already got, huh?
Correct. Well, 1.3 trillion in debt is the amount we got. So each graduation season that we're in right now will add about $100 billion in new debt. The average person is graduating with about $30,000. In undergraduate loans, many people have 50, 100, 150, you know, on top of that. And then graduate school, you know, business school, law school, medical school, 200, 300, 400,000 on top of that before they get their first job. And these are 30-year loans. So it's like getting a mortgage before you got your first job.
Well, Jordan, you wrote the book, The Ultimate Guide to Student Loans. Right. It's probably a book maybe Bernie has read because he gets it. He understands what these kids are being faced with. I mean, the parents are seeing this. It's kind of been a slow drip of torture, even though we're talking a lot of money here.
Well, yeah. And so the kids are totally maxed out the amount of loans they can take. The parents are maxed out. They do these parent plus loans. That's typically not enough. They do home equity loans. They borrow against their 401ks. They take out their life insurance cash value. Anything that's not taxes, kind of nailed down, they strip clean, basically, to pay for college.
Exactly.
And now the latest thing, Bill, is that grandparents are being asked to tap their retirement funds and their home equity for their grandkids. Isn't this a wonderful thing?
Oh, you know, hey, I understand that. And the grandparents just said, hey, what happened to that crowdfunding thing? I think that's working out pretty good. What do you think?
So it's a real problem. It's changing society because people are coming out of school with so much loans to student loans that they can't get a car and a house and start families and kind of get on with the world because they're just too burdened. Over 50% of the people who are going to graduate this year are going to go back and live at home, what I call the boomerang generation. You thought
you
had an empty nest? No, it was a four-year interregnum between the coming back. And they're living there until their late 20s and 30s in many cases.
And the kids are getting married later and all this kind of stuff. Right. Not when you and I were growing up. We were out of the house. We were married.
We're
on our third kid by now, you know?
So it's a real problem for them. And you can understand why people want to vote for Bernie Sanders. It's like, sure, free tuition sounds great to me. Who wants to pay all these loans, you know?
Hey, what happened to the land of the free here and liberty and all that good stuff?
Well, as long as somebody else is paying for it, I'm free. Basically, that's the liberty idea they had in mind.
Well, that's until you become unfree.
We'll deal with that later. You know,
yeah,
I'm
Jordan,
about
you remember all those good years you had when we gave you everything? Now we need you to pay up. You know,
So let's deal with the reality. Okay, so somebody comes out of school with a lot of student loans. Here are some specific things they can do to make the situation at least a little bit better. First thing, consolidate their loans using the federal consolidation program. They get a bunch of loans at a bunch of different interest rates. Consolidate them into one loan at the lowest possible interest rate. That's a website called consolidatecollege.com that can help them do that. It's very complicated. Even if you're behind, delinquent, having your wages garnished, all kinds of things, they can still consolidate your loans. That's the first thing, consolidate your loans. The second thing, and a lot of people don't realize you can do this, Bill, you can refinance your student loans to as low as 2%. So you take your federal loans, your private loans, all these different things, consolidate them into one at a new loan at 2%. There's a company called Social Finance that does that based in San Francisco. They've done about $6 billion worth of student loan refinancings. So the website for that is SoFi.com, S-O-F-I.com, backslash money answers. They know it's me, that way you get the best possible deal. If you have decent credit, like 700 or higher, 2% instead of 6, 7, 8, 10%, whatever it may be in these higher loans. So that's the second thing you can do, is to refinance. The third thing you can do is what's called the income-based repayment, or IBR program. That started in 2009, and that says if you meet certain criteria, you can have you pay the minimum on your student loans for 10 years. After that, no matter how much you owe, the rest of it is forgiven. Thank you, Uncle Sam. Okay. Yes. So the criteria... Well,
thank you. Thank you, taxpayer. Exactly. Because, again, there's no free lunch. Somebody's going to pay for it, you know? But, again, we'll pick up the
huge,
debt.
Huge losses with the students. But, anyway, that's the deal. So here's how you qualify. Work for the government, state, local, federal, post office, military, any kind of government job of any kind. Work for the nonprofit, 501c3 sector. Things like charities, churches, foundations, whatever it may be. Or you have to show what's called financial hardship, which is show you just cannot possibly make these payments. And then you can go on this income-based repayment, this IBR program. And that's going to save you some money. Again, the same website I gave you before, consolidatecollege.com, tell you how to qualify for that thing. So those are three things that will help you lower the burden. But the burden does not go away. 10 years ago when they passed the bankruptcy bill under Bush, one of the first things they did is they said student loan debt is not dischargeable in bankruptcy. There's only two loans, student loans and IRS debt. Even if you go bankrupt, you can't get rid of them. So you'll take these loans with you to the grave.
That's incredible. And so, you know, and going back and pleading hardship, I guess what happens then at that point, mom and dad get relief because that means you got to kick Junior out of the door, right?
Out of the basement. That's right.
You're out of here, buddy, because you're hardship, man. We got to get this.
Somehow I don't think it's going to work as well with the parents. But, I mean, there are times, something like 20% of student loans today are either in default or delinquency. And I think that's going to be going up as the amounts go up. And in many cases, the jobs, if they get jobs at all, that people are getting, are not producing that much income to be able to service this massive amount of debt. So it's going to be a problem long term.
I got to tell you, you know, Jordan, I mean, first of all, you look at this. This is incredible. The other thing that my kids are waking up to is that, hey, Dad, why are we paying Social Security when they tell us that we're not going to have a chance to collect it? I keep waiting.
Because you're going to receive it.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, it's like, well, welcome to the U.S. government Ponzi scheme. That's what that
exactly.
is. Okay?
They're paying, so you get paid. That's the way it works. And they have to have a lot of kids to make sure they get paid, and that's probably not going to happen.
Yeah, really. Although we got a little bit of a baby boom that's going on right now, you know, to pick up for when you
The baby boom, the official baby boom after World War II was 77 million, and 10,000 a day of those people retire.
Right, exactly.
Starting to get Social Security. So there's a lot of people they need behind them. Social Security was started originally in the 30s, it was like 36 workers for every person collecting. Now it's about 2 for everyone collecting. And as we go on further, the only way we're going to make up the difference is immigration. And if we put a wall up with Mexico, we're not even going to have that. So I would agree with your kids. I wouldn't count on Social Security as the main source of your retirement income.
Yeah, and that opens up a whole other discussion. But some great ideas here, Jordan, and, you know, for the kids that are faced with the reality of this debt and that you say 50% of those, I mean, this is going to be a tough deal for them. And
it is.
You know,
if they get jobs. Their money goes to paying off the debt, not to having a life. That's correct.
Well, you know, again, you know, you and I talked about this before. This is Tennessee Ernie Ford. I owe my soul to the company store here.
Exactly.
Right?
And, you know, so it's wonderful you're educated. I'm the most liberal arts person around. But if you go and get a degree in, like, Greek philosophy or, you know, Middle Eastern art or, you know, something like that, it's nice, but it's not exactly marketable. And people are coming out with these wonderful degrees, but they're not employable in any way that you're going to earn the money to pay these huge loans back. There's about 150 colleges charging more than $60,000 a year in tuition these days. So That's the reality of the situation.
Well, and it's tough. No wonder these kids are following Bernie. They want to follow somebody who
exactly.
is beating their drum. You know, why not? Jordan, where can they go for more information?
My website is moneyanswers.com. There's a website for the book as well, which is called The Ultimate Guide to Studentloans.com.
Well, there he is, ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only Jordan Goodman of America's Money Answer Man. Jordan, it's always good to have you with us, buddy.
This report is brought to you by Anheuser-Busch. With the arrival of spring, we've officially entered the start of prom and graduation season. This is an exciting and monumental time in a teen's life. It's also an ideal time for parents to talk to their teenagers about underage drinking so that they have a safe and memorable experience. This year, Anheuser-Busch has partnered with world-renowned comedy theater enterprise, The Second City, to create a series of short and relatable videos to encourage parents to talk with their teenagers about drinking and making responsible choices, specifically around prom and graduation season. According to the GFK Roper Youth Report, parents are the number one influence when it comes to their children's decisions on whether or not to drink alcohol underage. Katia Zastro, Vice President of Corporate Social Responsibility, Better World for Anheuser-Busch.
Our number one goal is to arm parents with educational information and content that helps fuel open and honest conversations with their children about underage drinking.
For parents who have questions on how to approach their teens or don't know where to start, visit FamilyTalkAboutDrinking.com.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-0684.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-900-0684. That's 1-800-900-0684.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
It's getting better all the time. I used to get mad at my school.
My
Martinez here. Good to have you along with us. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. You know, as we've been talking here on the show, the veterans' health care system still has some major problems. Wait times are excessive still at many facilities, and poor performing employees are rarely held accountable. Too many veterans are waiting too long to receive the benefits that they earn. The scandals of the last couple of years have eroded the trust of many veterans, and the VA must continue to prove that it is up to the task of serving those who have nobly served our nation. The American Legion was instrumental in the creation of the Department of Veterans Affairs. Vets have served their country, and the U.S. government has an obligation to make them whole. And here to talk to us more about this, it's good to have him back with us, Dale Barnett, National Commander of the 2.2 million member American Legion, of which I have to tell you, I am a member as well. National Commander Barnett, a West Point graduate from Douglasville, Georgia, is a retired Army officer and a veteran of Desert Storm. Dale, always good to have you here on Bill Martinez Live. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing fine, Bill, and thank you again for your membership in the American Legion. We need strong advocates like yourself that are standing up for our veterans and our national defense.
Well, and it has all started with the service that both of us gave to this country in varying parts and responsibilities. And, Dale, we thank you for your service. And, of course, that service continues as the national commander of the 2.2 million member American Legion. We cannot thank you enough for your commitment to keep this all in the light and to keep fighting the good fight now on this side on behalf of our vets. After all of the well-publicized scandals and problems, why does the Legion believe the VA is still needed?
Well, absolutely, the VA is needed because veterans have unique health care concerns. And I think that the VA, most of our veterans, once they get to their provider, are very happy with care. Unfortunately, sometimes it's very difficult to get that care started and to get enrolled in the VA, and the claim system needs to be reformed. And all these are issues that we are working, and we send out task forces to look at the VA. And as you said to your listening audience, we criticize the VA often, but also we advocate on behalf of our veterans. And we think that the VA is a good health care system. I'll be going tomorrow to Washington, D.C. to meet with the secretary and other key members of his staff and a blue ribbon panel and commission that's looking at ways to continue to improve that health care experience for our veterans.
I'll tell you, Dale, one of these times when you go, I want to go with you. You know, I'll carry your handbag, your luggage. I just want to be there to hear, you know, the response because I appreciate that you're holding them accountable for all the money that's being invested on behalf of our vets, you know, through the VA. And I agree. I'm not one to say we throw the baby out with the bathwater. There are some good people there. I've spoken to, you know, some people who work for, you know, the VA, and their heart's in the right place. Some of the systems are compromised, and we just need to get some serious leadership there that can take care of this, especially in light of, you know, the additional money after all the problems, you know, that came up a couple of years ago and additional funding that Congress gave them. I mean, it is time for us to consider some real return on investment here on behalf of our vets, isn't it?
Absolutely, and we've been a staunch advocate for the VA Accountability Act of 2015. It is ridiculous that it takes almost like a criminal prosecution to fire a VA employee. The Merit Protection Board just needs to go. And I said that in a hearing to the joint House and Senate Veterans Affairs hearing in February. It's an archaic system. It's so much protection because if an employee needs to be held accountable for their action, if they're not veteran-centered, then they ought to be gone. And we're going to advocate that. And you're so right that most of our employees in the VA are really super, super people. But there's a few bad apples that it seems like you can't get rid of, and they think they're entitled to a job. And I guarantee you the American Legion and I, as the national commander, have been advocating for accountability we were held accountable in the military, we ought to hold our VA employees to that same high level of accountability.
Well, what we're seeing here, Dale, is a cultural issue, and clearly that has been going on for quite a while. You know, when you hear these reports like this, and I got to imagine, you know, for those good people in the VA, as you just referenced, who are, you know, vet-centric, you know, that the most important thing about their job is the vets. They've got their head on right, and that's the kind of ideal that needs to be promoted and rewarded, not people who have been there, you know, taking a ride and adding to the problem, and they want it to be about them. It's not about them. It's about our vets. They're most deserving, and I know that's your heart, and that's what we need to continue. That's the drumbeat that we need to continue to pound, and I know you're doing it, and whatever part and role that we can play here on this national radio show, you've got my support 150%, let me tell you.
Well, Bill, I thank you for your comments, and I tell you, we're going to continue to press this accountability issue, and we're going to continue to press to empower our VA leadership so that they can fire those that need to have action taken against them. And I've talked to some of the senior officials, and they are a level of frustration with the Merit Protection Board. And it's gone so much on the side of the employee. And I know some of the unions that they want to protect themselves. But
yes,
we need to look at this, that our veterans are the ones that we need to advocate to them.
Exactly.
Advocate, and if you're doing your job, you shouldn't be afraid of accountability. You should
right.
relish it. You should enjoy it. And that's what we're going to continue to push for as the leader of the largest veteran service organization in the world.
Well, Dale, I want to talk to you about choice and outsourcing. What role should those two issues, choice and outsourcing vets healthcare, play?
Well, one of the issues, and I've already given the heads up that I'm going to be talking about this tomorrow. You know, if you're providing an outsourced healthcare to a veteran, that's good because that gives him an opportunity to get his appointment quicker and maybe the specialty care that may not be available. But you know, one of the problems I'm seeing across the nation is we're not paying those providers in the civilian community in a timely manner.
Mm-hmm.
The industry standard is 80% should be paid within 30 days. I think that's very reasonable and should be done. But we're finding that number is probably closer to 25-30%. And we need to look at the VA payment system, because we're seeing some of our providers that don't want to do business with the VA because they're not getting paid in a timely manner. And that's very reasonable that they would expect to be paid in a timely manner.
Exactly. Well, I've heard cases, Dale, where, you know, some of these providers, it could be, in terms of full payment, it could be 90, 120 days down the road. I mean, nobody can operate a business that way. They couldn't live that way. But yet, for some reason, with some sort of gall and arrogance, they think that that's acceptable. That is not acceptable. And I appreciate you holding their feet to the fire now. What does the American Legion do to ensure that vets are getting high-quality health care from VA hospitals around the country, and what you just stated is one of the things that you do?
Well, besides my visits, and I go all over the country visiting VA facilities and making assessments of that. We also have a Blue Ribbon team that goes out and looks at those systems across the nation. And I will tell you, our congressional House and Senate Veterans Affairs Committee really looks at the American Legion to give them an honest appraisal. And as you know, they've been very critical of some areas that need to be addressed at the VA. And I think we've got their attention. I think we have the attention of the senior leadership of the VA.
Yeah.
And we're going to continue to push forward to ensure that we get that quality health care.
Well, that's great.
To our veterans. And,
well, Dale, we've only got about 15 seconds left here. And the veterans can receive assistance when navigating the VA system. You're there to help them out. And where can they go to find more information?
Go to to Legion.org. There's a plethora of information of various things about information that are veteran-centered, videos, as well as ways that you can help veterans in your community.
Commander Dale Barnett has been with us on Bill Martinez Live, fighting the good fight on behalf of the vets. Keep up the great work, Commander. Thank you so much.
Hi, I'm Jen London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
Call today. Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
So speak life to the dead and darkest night. Speak life when the sun won't shine and you don't know why. Look into the eyes of the broken hearted. Watch them come alive as soon as you speak hope. You speak love. You speak.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, it's all about you, ladies and gentlemen, just the way you like it at 28 before the top of the hour. Don't forget, we're giving away the free DVD Blu-ray of the movie Risen. If you want to be in the running for it, all you got to do is drop me an email, bill at billmartinezlive.com. James Antle III is with us. He's the Washington Examiner's politics editor, previously managing editor of the Daily Caller. James, it's always good to have you with us here on Bill Martinez Live. How you doing, sir?
Good to be here, Bill.
Hey, what's the big takeaway after yesterday's big meeting, the Kumbaya Fest, between one Paul Ryan and Donald Trump?
Yeah, I mean, I guess now we're at a point where it's not if Paul Ryan will endorse Donald Trump, it's probably more when. Mm-hmm. You know, the meeting, by all accounts, seemed to go fairly well. Ryan wasn't going to do an immediate endorsement. It would look kind of silly given the way he positioned himself beforehand. But, you know, eventually they're going to have to unite because a lot of down-ballot Republicans, frankly, need Trump to at least do fairly well, or they will be hurt by him. I mean, oftentimes there isn't enough ticket splitting for you to do much better than 5 or 10 points, better than the guy at the top of the ticket. Mm-hmm. So for the sake of the majority, there's going to need to be some degree of unifying, even if people continue to have serious disagreements.
And there's a lot writing here. I mean, you know, they're talking as many as 4 Chief Justice nominations.
Right.
We're talking about some, you know, some basic conservative issues that when you look at it just on its face, even though people would like to suggest that Donald Trump, or, you know, I mean, forget about suggesting, I mean, they've been out blatant about it, just saying he's really not a conservative. But yet the values that he espouses on some of the key issues, they are, in fact, very conservative.
Right. I mean, he's clearly more conservative than Hillary Clinton, and you have a 0% chance of getting any conservative justices appointed under Clinton, even if you think Trump is unreliable, and he is certainly unpredictable. You have a much better than 0% chance of conservative justices being nominated by Trump. Mm-hmm. You know, I think what a lot of Republican leaders are really going to be looking for when they meet with Trump is Trump serious about doing the things that he needs to do to win in November? And I think if the answer to that question, they come away feeling that the answer is yes, they themselves will come around to supporting him.
I think the other thing, too, that is waiting in the wings, and that is a lot of money that Trump could potentially bring into play here to help the downline. And he says he's got some big money donors just waiting. But, you know, they want to, I guess they're drawing pause right now just to see how this stuff works out. But I'm sure if you get a phone call by Donald Trump, this guy's going to be a money-raising machine to strike the band.
You'd think so, and he's going to probably need to be because Trump's relationships with a lot of the more conventional Republican donors aren't very tight. You know, there's a lot of sort of tepid feelings about him among the GOP donor base. He ran against a lot of the people who've raised money for the Republican establishment over the last few years. So there's some bruised feelings from the primary. That's going to keep some money sitting on the sidelines, at least for a little while. So Trump is going to need to hit his business connections pretty hard, and also to ride hard a lot of the right's antipathy toward Hillary Clinton. Are these donors really going to continue to sit on the sidelines if we, in fact, have a competitive race against Clinton?
Exactly. Well, and the other thing, too, that we've got to consider here, Jim, is that, is it the nature of politics? We've seen this time and time again. I mean, you can be at each other's throats. In fact, we were talking earlier with Jeffrey Lord. He wrote a column about, Paul Ryan, you know, taking a lesson from one former presidential candidate, Jack Kemp. And what Jack did, I mean, he didn't, you know, he knew he was the conservative following in the Ronald Reagan, domain and frame, but then George H.W. gets the nomination, and he backs him. He backs him 110%. People have spoken. He went along with it, and of course, some people have said that when H.W. was elected, that really did end, you know, the Reagan agenda. And you know, when you look at it, you go, okay, it's kind of hard to argue against that. You know, here we are. We've got an opportunity to right the ship, possibly. And when it still comes down to the economy and jobs and business, people are, forget about maybe Trump's insensitivity and some of his language. People are still voting with their pocketbook.
Yeah, and Trump's numbers on things like how he would handle the economy and how he would handle national security are fairly good. It's his personal favorable ratings that are low and that are bad, and maybe voters will vote more on those issues than they'll vote on their personal assessment of the candidates. You know, and Hillary Clinton's numbers, frankly, aren't very good. So if the party unifies and he gets the Republican base vote, his numbers aren't really going to be that much worse than Hillary Clinton's, maybe not worse at all. So the unifying process is pretty important in terms of his general election position.
Yeah. And then we have the announcement Jeff Sessions endorsed him today.
Well, Jeff Sessions has been a pretty big supporter of Trump for quite a while. He was one of his first Senate endorsements. A lot of the Stephen Miller, one of Trump's most important staffers, came out of Sessions' office. A lot of people are hoping that Sessions is going to take a firm hand in guiding Trump on immigration and trade policy. That's certainly an interesting and significant development for the campaign.
But, to have Jeff up there, leading the way and appearing with Trump is very positive. And this moves in the direction, to your point, of unifying the party. They're starting to come into line. Some of these, as you say, the feelings that some have had, during the process of the campaign, they've got hurt feelings in that. But we've seen it time and time again where, one minute they can be arch enemies, and then for the sake of the party and what they perceive as what's best for the country, they'll set that aside. I mean, look what happened, case in point, just between Ted Cruz and Carly Fiorina, right?
Right. No, that's absolutely right. It's pretty common for people to make harsh comments in the heat of the campaign and then walk them back and be able to work together after the voting is over. I mean, I don't think Trump did himself any favors with the intensity and the personal nature of some of the attacks that he made, especially, going after Ted Cruz's father so late in the game, right before Cruz drops out, right before he becomes the presumptive nominee. But, people are going to have to ask themselves whether they're willing to live with Hillary Clinton as president. If they are not, Trump is really the only viable option they're going to have.
Exactly. Well, and he said that he can dial it back. And, he has done that from time to time. And the thing that's, a little confusing at times is you start wanting to hope and believe that he's dialing it back, and then he'll come up with some other zinger. And I don't know if it's just because he figures, well, I need to, juice the headlines a little bit. And,
right.
the media is right there. I mean, case in point, they were following him in his plane. And I was just waiting for, a slow Bronco chase yesterday, to kind of finish up that whole meeting with he and Paul Ryan.
Right. Trump comes from the tabloid culture, so he believes in a different way of generating headlines than the safe way most politicians favor.
So what does your crystal ball say here, Jim, if I can put you in the crystal ball mode for just a moment?
I think this next 10 weeks are really important. I think if Trump can boost his numbers in the next 10 weeks, he's got a good shot at it.
Well, Jim Antle, Washington Examiner's politics editor, previously managing editor of the Daily Caller, associate editor of the American Spectator, and senior writer for the American Conservative. James, as always, thank you so much for being with us and for the insights. Some good stuff here. 19 minutes before the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is Dan Villa. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Ever wonder why the medical system prescribes ingredients used in killing small rodents to thin blood? I look at some people on this stuff and they're more bruised than a boxer in the 12th round of a 10-round fight. Careful with green vegetables. They must know best. Well, here at Bill Martinez Live, we support the structure function of blood with EFA Plus. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com Longevity. Or call 855-305-8326. That number again, 855-305-8326.
Getting America back on track.
It's a lie!
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Bill Martinez Live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. And if you want to drop me an email, we'd love to hear from you. Good, bad, indifferent. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Our next guest, I've been looking forward to speaking with. Ironically enough, let me tell you, over the years of doing this radio show, have had kind of missed opportunities. I say missed opportunities because I was supposed to be talking to his son on many occasions, and some last-minute things came about, including a wedding, which got in the way of an interview with his son. But I guess I was supposed to be talking to his father before I spoke with his son. And his father has just written just a really heartfelt book. Gives you an inside look at the Vujacics, the family. Very vulnerable, writing here on what Boris and his wife, his family, and Nick, what they've gone through in raising the perfectly imperfect child facing challenges with strength, courage, and hope. Boris Vujacic, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Thank you, Bill. It's certainly a pleasure to be with you.
Well, let me read the inside of the flap of the jacket of your book, because I think this will set the stage here in the ears and the hearts of our listeners. It says, this book is told from the perspective of a humble father who at times questioned God and his own worthiness. This book addresses the unique challenges of raising a special needs child. Facing a mountain of doubts and debt, the Vujacics feared their son would never be able to get out of bed, let alone receive an education, support himself, or have a family of his own. And they questioned how a loving father in heaven could have allowed this to happen. Yet once they gave up their narrow expectations for the perfect child, their imperfect son taught them that there are no limits to what a determined, faith-filled, and unstoppable individual can accomplish with the help of supportive parents and a caring God. You know, Boris, I wanted to read that because I think it sets the stage perfectly for what your family went through. I mean, you're going through this. You know, your wife, Dushka, was a, and I'm saying that right, correct, Dushka?
Dushka, yes.
Yeah. I mean, she was a midwife, and so, you know, so she understood this, and as she's going through the pregnancy, you know, doctors say everything's normal. It's all good. And then, right?
Yes.
So you're confidently moving along. You're not even thinking in a million years there could be any surprises other than Dushka said, I think the baby's lying a little bit low. But other than that, you know, hey, things are going okay and moving along. And so now here Nick is born and you're in for a bit of a shock.
Absolutely, all true, yes. That's exactly what happened. We, in fact, Dushka, when she was at her last in 38 week or so, when she had the examination, they said, oh, you want to know the sex of the baby? She said, sure. And so they said, well, this one is easy to tell. The legs are not in the way. It's a boy. And little did we know that there is no limbs anyway.
Yeah.
So in all that excitement, she forgot to say, hey, show me the legs. And she actually had intended, her intention was at the time to ask, actually, show me the, you know, arms, legs, and everything. But with all that excitement, she's forgotten to ask. And so we knew it was a boy. We prepared the room in all lovely blue colors and all of that. And then we were there for a big surprise when he came to this world.
Well, Boris, you know, and that reflects pretty much what you just shared, is that, you know, when we have children, you know, are all the fingers there, the toes there, arms, legs? I mean, you know, whether it's a boy or a girl, you just want everything to be there. But God had a different plan for the Voyacheks, didn't he?
Well, it turns out to be exactly that. We certainly didn't know at the time any plan at this stage, and this is what Nick himself has found, that, you know, though he's different and obviously, you know, what we term to be a normal child, that is with all of the limbs or bits and pieces that we would consider as a normal person, the person that is actually lacking some of these things, without perception, we see them as imperfect and kind of maybe not as able to do a lot of things and be as influential. It just turns out that he's quite influential and able to help and motivate others with his condition, to share his experience and his life, and still to be happy and still to be a father and a husband and live really a successful and a fulfilled life, which actually we have all learned through the experience in raising him up to really recognize that what we consider normal and with limbs and everything else, all the qualities or whatever faculties that we may consider normal, is not necessarily a guarantee for one to be really happy. It is really finding the purpose of life being the most, I think, important part that really taught me quite a lesson, that a lot of people who are special children or individuals in such a way as we may term imperfect could well be way ahead of some of us who are considered to be quote-unquote normal.
Again, we're reminded that our children are a gift from God, and the best gifts come from heaven above, and though we may not initially see it, because you know, I'm sure for you, here it is, your son's born, no arms, no legs, and the medical profession, they had a prognosis for your son as well, didn't they?
Well, they kind of did, yes. They pretty much put the ladies on the table saying from the medical aspects that, you know, this is a situation, he basically won't be able to move and so on, would require really care and so on, and there will be medical expenses and required time from us and everything else, and everything seemed fairly bleak, and they didn't really have anybody else to refer us to as an experience to look at, look up to, and so on, to check how did this other, you know, couple go with their child or something like that. So pretty much, yeah, what you said is quite true. There isn't much that gave us hope for success, and we felt very inept in that regard. So their real suggestion to us was, you know, hey, if you don't feel that you can manage to raise this child and so on, you know, just hand him over for an adoption. That was kind of their suggestion to us.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, he was born in Australia, and there is some aid available there that the country offers. So these were all considerations. But fortunately for you and Dushka, you knew the Father in heaven. And rightfully, you'd say, okay, God, what are you doing to us? What is this all about? And all the doubt, all the fear, as you say, just I got to imagine would have to overwhelm you as you get through the process and getting your head around, okay, how are we going to manage this, right?
Yes, absolutely. So it was quite a shock because of disbelief. It's like a bad dream. It appeared initially, hey, you know, what have we done wrong? Is God punishing us? What is the purpose of this child and all of that? And then, you know, coming to terms and accepting him as our child, we just wanted to do, and with the support of the family and friends that we had, we just wanted to, you know, provide the best for him. And this is where the whole focus changed from grieving, being in shock and even angry to an extent and asking questions, not being able to really have an answer, still not having an answer really what the purpose is. We have accepted and wanted to move on from there on, that whatever it is, we want to do our best and we'll just wait on God, and we still believe that, you know, there's got to be some purpose, because we know the scripture says that, you know, in even the bad things in life, it says it can turn into a blessing. And
exactly.
So we just have to wait in faith to walk kind of every day, daily, and
right.
wait for that time.
And Boris, you make that turn, you start to get your brain around it, but then you have a child that you're taking with you out into public, and they see this child as an imperfect child, no arms, no legs, and I'm sure you and your wife had to guard your hearts and not let people's shock deal with it. You're living with it every day, so you're kind of, you know, you're kind of adapting. But when people out in the public see Nick for the first time, they don't see Nick the way you and Dushka have come to see Nick.
That is true. We all get conditioned, as you say, exactly. It always is a shock initially to anybody that sees anybody that kind of looks a little bit different, and that is a normal reaction. So, but we didn't want to be distracted with that. We just went on with it, and sometimes people, you know, stare, sometimes people question and so on, but we wanted to, and we even answered to them, you know, that basically this is how Nick is, and we have accepted him the way he is. So that was really necessary for us, but it's also, I think, very good for the society. I'm really glad that in the late, you know, 90s, actually late 80s and early 90s, that Australian government has started to move into integration of disabled children into normal streamlined schools. They were more visible in the public rather than being segregated and shoved aside and so on. And this is, you know, this is a social issue that actually has revolutionized our view towards,
exactly,
I think, disabled people.
Well, Boris, don't you find it a bit ironic where you maybe had to explain Nick to people when he was growing up, and today it's almost like people have to explain themselves to Nick, because here's a kid who has done the impossible, like you say, he's told by doctors he's not going to move, you're going to have to, you know, somehow get some extra care. I mean, there isn't anything that Nick can't do. I mean, I've seen him thrown in, you know, a swimming pool, and he swims, and I mean, he manages to get himself around. I mean, and you see all these different things that he's been able to do, and the blessing that he's not only been to the body of Christ, to your family, but to other people who don't believe in the power of God. And it's hard not to look at Nick Vujicic and to really appreciate the Vujicic family and not believe there is a God of the universe who's walked you through every step of the way. Boris, thank you so much for being with us. Congratulations on the book. We're going to have it linked at our site at Bill Martinez.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.